This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. President Trump is characterizing the trade tensions with China as being a little squabble. AP correspondent Sagar Magani has more on the story.
The fight between the world's two biggest economies sent global markets plummeting yesterday. The president says it's no big deal.
We're having a little squabble with China.
Even as his administration listed thousands of Chinese goods on which he could add more tariffs, from laptops to tuna. The Chinese are not backing down, saying they will fight to the finish. But the president says the U.S. is in a very strong spot.
I think we're winning it.
Some analysts, though, fear the result could be a global recession. Sagar Magani at the White House.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said nearly 2 hours of meetings Tuesday with Russian President Vladimir Putin and Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov about nearly every issue facing the two countries were productive, though there appeared to be no major breakthroughs. The United States and Russia both have interests in a number of ongoing global issues, but they often find themselves on opposite sides, even if they share a stated basic goal. At a joint news conference with Lavrov following the talks, Pompeo said the United States is willing to rebuild its relationship with Russia, but expects its Russian counterparts to act on it with all seriousness. Pompeo also issued a few stern warnings to Russia, saying it should refrain from interfering in the upcoming 2020 presidential election. And Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro is urging his country's armed forces to be unified as the U.S. remains firmly committed to supporting the opposition leader Juan Guaido as Venezuela's legitimate leader. In a televised address to soldiers, Maduro attempted to shore up his support by urging soldiers to stay obedient to Venezuela's current government and constitution. This is VOA News. President Trump rejected a report that he is considering sending 120,000 troops to counter Iran, but didn't rule out deploying a lot more soldiers in the future. Trump called the New York Times report fake news, but said he would send troops if needed.
Would I do that? Absolutely. But we have not planned for that. Hopefully we're not going to have to plan for that. And if we did that, we'd send a hell of a lot more troops than that.
The Pentagon has already dispatched an aircraft carrier and nuclear-capable bomber planes to the region in the past few days. The head of the United Nations mission, charged with the implementation of a ceasefire in the contested Yemeni port of Hodeidah, said that the withdrawal of fighting forces from the area could begin within a month if a plan is finalized. Lieutenant General Michael Losgaard is the head of the UN support mission.
And that means that the liaison officers from the other party will come here, will come to Rasisa, will come to Salif to see if the trenches are moved, or the manifestations are moved, that it's only the Coast Guard that are left in the ports. So there will be a verification afterwards.
The rebels said on Saturday they had begun a long-delayed redeployment of its forces as part of a ceasefire reached in December. The redeployment of forces from the key port of Hodeidah, as well as two smaller ports, is seen as an important first step toward ending the civil war in Yemen. Sudan's ruling Transitional Military Council and the opposition Declaration of Freedom and Change Forces has agreed on a 3-year transition period during talks in Khartoum. The first 6 months of the agreement will be used to sign off on peace agreements to end ongoing violence in the country following last month's ouster of longtime President Omar al-Bashir. Supervisors in the U.S. city of San Francisco overwhelmingly approved a ban on police using facial recognition technology, making it the first city in the U.S. with such a restriction. Supervisor Aaron Peskin said the technology is too intrusive.
It's psychologically unhealthy when people know they're being watched in every aspect of the public realm, on the streets, in parks. That's not the kind of city I want to live in.
The legislation bans municipal but not personal, business, or federal government use of face ID technology. Opponents of the ban argue it helps police in identifying criminals. And a Sri Lankan government official said mob attacks on Muslim communities in the country's northwest since Monday have left at least one person dead, dozens of shops and mosques destroyed. Police say the situation was brought under control and no incidents were reported late Tuesday. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.